Well, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. You are the great and mighty. Hallelujah. The great I am. Great and mighty is your name. Hallelujah. Great and mighty is your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. See, Therese, this morning, just saying, press in, press in. And I could sense the Spirit in. And I, every time I get up, I say, I don't want to have to do all this. I try not to. I really try to calm down some so I wouldn't have to. Hey, but the Spirit of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. So I'm not going to prolong the time, and I'm going to go ahead and do what I have to do. But I know that the word works mightily. So if you receive the word today, I promise you it'll work for you. I promise you it will work for you. So I'm going to ask everybody to do something for me. Just everyone stand up. And if you're not comfortable doing with what I ask, you know, it's fine, because I know everybody, it's a balancing act. And so everybody may not be that well with doing it. But I just want you to stand on one foot. I'm a little shaky. I don't have the best balance. See, I already see Miss Gloria grabbing hold of that chair. I want you to try to do it without holding on to something. If you can, hold just on one foot without. See, I'm already shaking myself. So I don't have the best of balance. I don't see anybody holding on too long, amen? If you can't hold on, put your foot down, grab on to something, whatever you can do. We are reeling and rocking. Reeling and rocking. Because we're trying to catch our balance, amen? Amen. Thank you all. You can have a seat. Some of you are able to stand a little longer than others, and many more of us, we required some help at some point. Some of us, we didn't get too far before we needed help. Had to grab hold of the chair or put both feet down, but we had to make sure that we had something to hold on. So at some point, everybody will need some assistance or some help if you're just standing on one foot. You're going to need that. Just as you need that help in the physical to stand, you have to have the Lord to stand. You have to make sure your anchor holds. So the title of our message this morning is My Anchor Holds. So everybody say that with me, my anchor holds. An anchor is a device, and I want to shorten the definition. It's a device that provides a firm hold. A person or a thing that can be relied on for support, stability, or security. Life will throw you some punches. You know, I took a few blows a few days ago. I mean, some Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield blows a few days ago. But if you don't have any stability, if you don't have any support, if you don't have any security, you'll be defeated every time. Every time. But if your anchor doesn't hold, you'll allow the slightest thing to deter you from your foundation, which is the Word of God. So you have to make sure you have that foundation. The Word says that you fight the good fight of faith. Faith, that's where your foundation comes from. So Bishop asked me Wednesday night when I was headed out the door getting ready to go back home, you be ready for Sunday morning? You know, he asked you at the last possible minute, amen. Sometimes it may be Saturday morning before you ask you, amen. But I had some days, but I was thinking, and then First Lady was sitting there, Mama was sitting there, and she said, he could ask you at the oddest times, can't you? I was like, yeah. She said, I could be doing the cooking and doing everything else, and he'll say, get ready for Sunday. But, you know, we're always prepared, amen. And I was thinking, well, I got so much to do. We had to go to Shreveport this past weekend for a football game. So I'm like, I got to travel. I got to do this. I got to get other things done. And I'm just like, but I told him, I said, I'll make it happen. So me, the Lord, and the Holy Ghost, we're going to make it happen this morning. Amen. We will make it happen. And so when I was thinking, I was on my way home, and I was like, what can I do? What can I say? I mean, there's so many things, but Lord, what? And then it just dropped in me, my anchor holds. My anchor holds, and the Lord know I needed that, because when I was getting those blows from that information I was receiving, those punches were coming at me. I was upset about the situation, but in the back of my mind, I just kept hearing my anchor holds. So regardless of how intense that was, I was upset in the moment of it. I was really, really upset, disturbed, disappointed, heartbroken, but my anchor holds. So I'm all right, amen? So the enemy is kind of, he's crafty. He likes to play mind games with you. And it begins with your thought. That leads to your speaking. It evolves into your actions. So you must ensure that your anchor holds in all of these areas. How do I get my anchor to hold, you may ask. I'm glad you asked me that. So somebody asked me, how do I get my anchor to hold? You get your anchor to hold like this. You secure your foundation. We've all heard of secure the bag, amen? Y'all know what that means? Secure the bag. That means you go out, you make that paper, that money, amen? You stack it up. That's what it means. So you have to do that with your foundation. You have to secure your foundation, and you do so by building yourselves up on your most holy faith. And it says in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you have to hear and hear and hear the word to build your faith up, and that secures your foundation. And when your foundation is secure, your anchor will hold. Amen? In my thought process, the scripture says we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16. And I'm going to read this from the Message Bible, and I'm also going to read it from the Passion. In the Message Bible, 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, "For who has intimately known the mind of the Lord Yahweh well enough to become his counselor? Christ has, and we possess Christ's perceptions." And the footnote there says that we have the Holy Spirit. We as believers possess the Holy Spirit who reveals the thoughts and purposes of Christ. And because we have the Holy Spirit now, those perceptions of Christ's mind, and we can implement his purpose on the earth. Because we have, what did Christ come to do? To seek and to save that which is lost. So if we have his mind, then we should be going out, seeking and saving those who are lost, bringing them into their fellowship with Jesus Christ. Amen? Because we have the mind of Christ. And in the Passion it says, for who has intimately, no, I still got the wrong one. That one was the Passion. This one is the Message. It says, Isaiah's question, is there anyone around who knows God's spirit? Anyone who knows what he is doing has been answered. Christ knows, and we have Christ's spirit. Amen? So we have the mind of Christ, and when your thought process aligns with Christ, then you can do as Christ did, and then that way you can be sure that your anchor holds. Amen? You can also, in your thought process, have your anchor hold by letting this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And that comes from Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And then in the ASV version, it says, have this mind in you. If you have something, that means you possess it. It's yours. So your mind should be just like Christ's mind. Amen. You can also renew your mind. Romans 12:2. In the Amplified Classic, Romans 12:2. It says, do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal, not just part of your mind, the entire renewal of your mind. See, sometimes we like to pick and choose what part of the Bible we want to obey. We want to pick and choose which part we want to renew. So if I'm comfortable when I can just go off on you because you did something wrong to me, I'm going to keep that part. But I will do the part where it tells me to bring my tithes into the storehouse. It doesn't work that way. It says, be changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. Amen. So God has great things in store for you. And so we have to make sure that we are aligning ourselves with how he thinks about us.